Humboldt County's action on a rock processing company's alleged permit violations has been held off as what staff describes as a settlement is worked out. At its December 3rd meeting, the county's Board of Supervisors considered revoking or modifying the conditional use permit for Kernan Construction, which operates a rock and asphalt production company on Glendale Drive in the Glendale area. Planning Director John Ford said there's been a lot of work and a lot of meetings to resolve permit issues, and several, including those related to lighting and noise, have been addressed. He added the only ones that remain involve monitoring the soils that are moved on and off site. Ford told supervisors a settlement is being negotiated, and he recommended postponing decision making. But supervisors opened a public comment period, and Jim Smith, one of many Kernan employees at the meeting, said the neighborhood's long been an industrial area and noise is limited to equipment maintenance.
This particular site has been, as you know, a lumber mill, a chip mill, and now is this aggregate processing plant. We work very hard to support our neighbors by reducing as much noise as we can. But what we're having problem with is maintaining our fleet and our construction equipment. By minimizing our hours that we can work on that equipment, it's very difficult to operate a safe and productive fleet of trucks and equipment.
Residents of the area said Kernan's operations have changed since its permit was approved, and Linda Smith, who lives near the site, said the permit needs to be modified.
We accept that we live in an industrial neighborhood, and for many years we have been very tolerant of trucks rolling up and down the hill, loud noise coming from the property in the early hours of the morning, and all of the dust. But their operations have way outgrown the 50 days per year stated in their CUP for rock crushing and sorting activities and the permitted activities in the northern yard. The truck traffic on Liscombe Hill Road has increased tremendously the past couple of years. Shouldn't this require a rewrite of the CUP? I strongly support modification of the CUP because so much has changed.
Ford said one of the issues that needs to be worked on is Kernan's unpermitted construction of a berm and a stormwater retention pond, but he also said that's related to a culvert the county bears responsibility for. Supervisors recognized the value of Kernan's products, and Supervisor Steve Madrone focused on collaborating to make improvements.
So I think there's an opportunity here, or an intersection of opportunity with funding and help from Scott, but also from grant monies that came from our tax dollars that can be applied, along with what was mentioned earlier, Measure O, that absolutely could be applied to this situation to get these culverts dealt with so that they're properly sized, so the creeks stay within their channels, as well as create a safe pathway, get rid of the old rotting creosote trestle, and really work together on this. So that's what excites me, is that this hearing that was originally presented as a revocation of permit seems to be morphing into something where we can all work together to try and improve things for the community, for the industrial operations, and for the residents and the fish. So that's a good intersection of opportunity. So that's what I'm going to be focusing on.
Negotiations on permit changes will continue, and the matter will be revisited at the February 4th supervisors meeting. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.